For decades, Grassy Narrows has been working to protect their traditional territory. They've tried a range of strategies, including negotiations and conversation with governments, legal actions, even blockades. But their most recent attempt to protect the traditional territory from mining activities has been rejected by Ontario, sending the community back to the drawing board. The CBC's Logan Turner has been following the story and joins me now. Hi, Logan.
Hey, Jonathan.
So to start, what is the threat that mining activity poses to Grassy Narrows?
Right. Well, to answer that question, it's important to first know more about the mining system in Ontario. So in 2018, the province switched to a digital staking system. But what does that mean? Essentially, the government created an online map of the province and divided it into a bunch of little cells. So mining companies and prospectors can now go online and they can register a mineral claim in eligible lands from anywhere in the province. Unlike previous decades, now mining companies and prospectors don't even need to set foot in the area. They may not know what the topography of the land looks like, nor what ongoing efforts are being made to protect the land. What Grassy Narrows has noticed is that this has led to a huge spike in the number of mineral claims being made in their traditional territory in the last 3 to 4 years without them even knowing about it.
Yeah, I remember in November, Grassy Narrows launched a lawsuit against the province, right?
Exactly. It was just a few months ago that the First Nation learned the province had actually granted exploration permits, 9 of them, to mining companies for land within Grassy Narrows traditional territory. And Grassy Narrows didn't even know about it, let alone were they consulted about those permits. Now, Grassy Narrows says the actions of Ontario broke their own laws. And so they launched, like you mentioned, a court challenge asking for those permits to be quashed. Now, that challenge is still going through the courts. But like you mentioned, Jonathan, that was just the latest attempt to prevent industrial activities from happening in Grassy's traditional territory. Since 2007, the First Nation has had a moratorium on any industrial activities in the area. And in 2018, Grassy declared a large piece of land of their traditional territory to be an Indigenous protected and conserved area, asking the province to withdraw the land from both forest management planning and from mineral staking.
Has that happened?
No. So instead, when mining companies or prospectors go online to register a mining claim, there's nothing online that would indicate there is any resistance or litigation surrounding resource extraction in the area. So earlier this month, Grassy Narrows, they tried to change that. They sent a letter to Ontario. We obtained that letter, and quoting from it here, it says, quote, "We believe that there is a considerable risk to companies that are staking or that have staked claims in the subject area because they're operating in a social conflict zone subject to ongoing litigation." The letter goes on saying, quote, "It appears that Ontario is not currently disclosing these risks to companies." So the First Nation asks Ontario to place a notice of caution over the area online in the digital staking system that would provide a warning to any companies looking to make a mineral claim or to stake a mineral claim that there is ongoing litigation, that there are some risks to doing so.
Yeah, can you explain more about what this notice of caution would do?
Yeah, so I talked to Dana Scott about this notice of caution. Dana's an associate professor at York University's Osgoode Law School. She's an expert in environmental and mining law and justice. I asked her what the risk is if the government doesn't tell companies about ongoing litigation and disputes over this land.
The risk is that the company won't be able to gain access to those claims, either through some direct action by the First Nation that prevents them from being able to access their assets, or some kind of an opposition campaign, which makes it really, harmful to their reputation in order to continue and that kind of thing. So the idea is that the companies would be warned of these risks in advance, and that they would maybe think twice about staking claims within that territory, or alternatively, that the companies would be aware of those risks. They would go ahead and stake there anyway, and then Ontario would have some various arguments in any future litigation that the company might bring, saying that the company should have been aware of those risks and the uncertainty related to the lands in question from the beginning.
So Dana Scott says there's certainly an argument that informing companies in advance could be financially beneficial for Ontario. But as you've alluded to, in the intro to this story, Jonathan, the Ontario government disagreed. The provincial mining recorder refused the request by Grassy Narrows in a letter back to the First Nation on February 18th.
Did they say why?
So in that response, in the letter, which was also shared with CBC News, the mining recorder said there have been a few instances where the ministry considered it appropriate to issue cautionary statements regarding claims asserted by Indigenous communities. But those circumstances were, quote, materially different, according to the mining recorder. We followed up with the ministry as well, but they did not provide any additional details on why they refused the request. The province also didn't respond to our questions about just how many notices of caution have been approved in Ontario, nor where they're located. So, Jonathan, we don't really have a sense of how common these notices are or how often Indigenous communities request them.
So what has the response been from Grassy Narrows to this?
Yeah, well, in many ways, they're back to the drawing board. I spoke with Joseph Phobuser from Grassy. He's been working on the lands and resources file for more than two decades. He says his team will have to regroup and look at their next steps. But Joseph added, Jonathan, that the community is firm. They don't want to see any more industrial activity in their traditional territory.
We've had our water contaminated with mercury. We've had to face residential school system. We've had problems with clear-cutting our land. Clear-cutting really adds to an existing problem of mercury. And the mining claims that are happening are within the water, the Grassy Narrows watershed. And if there's any disturbance to the soil or the environment, that disturbance is going to end up in our waterway again, further compounding an existing problem.
Now, Jonathan, Joseph Phobuser added that further legal actions are certainly within the realm of possibilities. And again, this would be just yet another in a long list of court cases against Ontario being brought by First Nations in Northern Ontario, challenging the government's work in their efforts in resource extraction, something that is sure to be a major topic in the coming provincial election.
And something we'll continue to follow closely. Thanks, Logan.
Thanks, Jonathan.
That was the CBC's Logan Turner in Thunder Bay.